This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only in America would pizza get to your house faster than the ambulance can. Only in America, lemonade is made with artificial flavoring and dish soap made with real lemons. Only in America, every football game starts with them flipping a quarter, and then for the rest of the game, the whole crowd screams, "Get the quarter back."
Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX, and we are very happy to have with us in studio a comedian, and he's also a, is it Bransonian? What do you say? What do we call
people?
I never
heard
from,
that term.
I don't know. I just made it up.
Yeah. I like it. Bransonian.
Yeah. A Bransonian.
Well, yeah.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yakov Smirnoff is
Bransonian.
With us and lives in Branson, Missouri. You got a theater down there.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. For the last 32 years, I was doing Vegas and Atlantic City and Reno and Tahoe, and then the Soviet Union collapsed, and David Letterman had a top 10 list of things that will now change, and I made number one on the list. Yakov Smirnoff will be out of work. And I thought it was funny, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was six months later, none of my contracts in Vegas, Atlantic City, Reno, Tahoe, none of them were renewed. So I started looking for a place where they did not know that the Soviet Union collapsed.
So they didn't know in Branson?
They still
do they know
don't.
Now? Yeah.
No. 32 years, and
do
I'm
all
not
their
telling.
Globes
it
still
worked
say,
out. Huh?
All their globes, they're not even updated.
It
just
Soviet
says USS.
Union.
Yeah,
yeah, it's still Soviet Union.
Do they have internet down there?
Depends. Yeah, it depends. Yeah, I think they do. Yeah.
Well, that was a smart business move on your part.
It was an emergency landing on my part. It was. Believe me, I was kicking and screaming. I'll tell you how I learned about Branson. I didn't know. And I was really in a bad place because I was living in Malibu between all these big stars and I was paying a lot of money in mortgage for the house and then no money coming. And so all of a sudden, it was an American dream and turned into a nightmare in over like 6 months period of time.
Wow.
And I was down in my luck. I didn't know what to do. And I got a phone call from Willie Nelson, the Willie Nelson. And he said, "I'm putting together an event for people in need." And I said, "Thank you, Willie."
You thought he meant you?
Well, that's the joke part about it. Yeah.
Come on, Rob.
But anyway, and he was doing a Farm Aid concert, and I went and I did it with him, and he's the one who told me, he said, "They love you in Branson. You're clean and you're family friendly. They'll love you." And so that's how I learned about Branson. It's a really nice place. to go to hide from the Russians that they're still looking for me. Yeah.
Well, so when did you decide that you weren't just going to go there, but you were going to stay?
I didn't decide it. I decided it for me in some ways because I thought I'll just be there for a year and then go be back in Vegas and, you know, and that wasn't happening. And then next year, and all of a sudden my crowds are growing and I would have full house, two shows. I was doing 400 shows a year.
Oh.
Yeah. And money was coming in. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden I had two small kids at that time and that was scary. And then all of a sudden here is this Branson that they don't care that the Soviet Union collapsed. They don't care. They just want some clean, good comedy, and that's what I was providing, and that's how I stayed.
It's pretty incredible that politics affected your career that much.
Yeah.
But and that quickly.
It did in a way up. I didn't count that because it did. I was writing jokes for President Reagan, speeches. I was like a supplier of jokes for the White House, you know.
Yeah, you were Ronald Reagan's favorite comedian.
That's how, it helped. It did help the when he was talking to Gorbachev and he was kind of getting the insight from me or some, you know, jokes that might be funny. And so it worked. The Berlin Wall came down and so did my career.
It's a real catch 22 there.
Yeah.
Great job, President. Mr. President.
Well, I mean, you've done so much because you've done obviously your own career, stand up with the president. You've done television shows. You've done movies. I just think it's so cool that you were on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson because he's such a legend. How was that?
It was amazing. It took me a while to get on because the producer, Jim McCauley, was saying that Johnny is not going to like you. Hmm. And for 6 years, he was telling me that every year, once a year, I would showcase for him. And he would say, nope, he's not going to like you. And last time I was showcasing for him, he said, let's just cut to the chase. You're going to get on that show when the hell freezes over. And I started watching Weather Channel just in case, right? And that wasn't happening. Yeah. So I kind of let it go. And then I made the movie with Robin Williams, Moscow and Hudson. Then I made a movie with Tom Hanks, Money Pit. Then I did a commercial, a Miller Lite commercial. Mm-hmm. And it was in America, you can always find a party. In Russia, party always finds you, right?
<Yes. laughs>
And Carson saw it. And that's how, and he said to McCauley, why don't we have him on? And he said, well, we were about to.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I did my set. Johnny asked me to come sit on the couch with him, which was normally.
That was a big deal.
It's a huge deal. Yeah. Right. And I sat down and I said, you know, Johnny, you in America, you have things we never had in Russia, like policemen have warning shots.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and he almost fell off the chair. And that was that just took the, you know. And then McCauley comes over in the break, and he goes, can you do another one of these, like a couple of months from now? I said, when the hell freezes over?
Is that... Did you really?
He goes, touche.
Did he ever apologize to you for it?
No.
Okay.
No. But I was on the show for 7 times.
Yeah.
And he was doing that. So, that was a good enough apology for me.
You know, I saw you for the first time when you were on Night Court. Uh-huh. That was my first favorite sitcom. Loved
Night Court.
Loved Night Court. And you used to be on quite a bit.
So I did 7 of those. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a great, great fun show. Loved it. Every year they would bring me back. I wish they would bring me back now.
But, oh, yeah, the new one.
Yeah, but...
And no one's ever reached out to you about it?
No, so far, no. But, I mean, Branson, they don't know where I... It's like a witness protection program. You don't know where you are. It's true.
Well, you have an agent, don't you?
No.
Oh.
KGB agent. But That's not the same.
It's not going to help.
No, it's not going to help.
Just bugging your home.
I got to ask you, because we've all seen clips of Ronald Reagan telling jokes. Did you tell him a joke, or did you give him the joke about buying a car and waiting 10 years?
He told me that. I knew that joke before.
Okay.
But when I saw first time I met him, that was a weird situation. I was performing at the Washington, D.C. There was a comedy cafe. And this guy comes over after the show, and he says, I'm going to have President Reagan and Nancy Reagan guests at my house for dinner, like 2 weeks from now. Mm. He said, would you like to join us? And I thought the guy was off the rocker. I'm going, oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Right. And then I realized he was like chief editor of Washington Times newspaper. So it was a legit thing. And he sent me tickets to go there. And I went. And I'm nervous. I'm like, this is really fairly early in my life, in my career there. And so I go there, and they introduce me to the president. There's only like 18 people. The whole thing is just 18 people. And they said, Mr. President, this is Yakov Smirnov. He's a Russian comedian. And he and President Reagan immediately said, oh, have you heard this joke? And he tells me the joke about the Russian guy who wants to buy a car. It took forever in those days to buy a car. And he goes to a dealership, and the manager said, put your name on the list, come back in 20 years, pick up the car. The guy said, do I come back in the morning or in the afternoon? The manager said, what's the difference 20 years from now? The guy said, the plumber is scheduled to come that morning, right? I cracked up. I didn't expect the president of the United States telling me a Russian joke, and it's so funny. His timing was great. So now all the 17 people look at me. Now it's my turn.
Oh, no.
To entertain the president. Yeah. So I said, you know, Mr. President, when Americans landed on the moon, that was a big slap in the face to the Soviet government. So Brezhnev called all the cosmonauts into his office and said, Americans landed on the moon. We have to land on the sun. They said, no, we can't do it. We will burn up. He said, do you think I'm stupid? You land at night. And boy, was I happy when they laughed. I got to tell you. And then him and I just got along, and we just kept telling jokes. Everybody was laughing the whole evening. There was an evening when President Reagan sent a military helicopter to Libya to show American strength in front of Gaddafi. Mm-hmm. And so it was a very tense night, and here he is out from the White House, and they had to, I mean, the whole thing was just like a barricade. You know, they had a medical facility set up there and in another bedroom with his blood. I mean, the whole thing was pretty intense, right? And behind the president stands this Marine with the football, which is the nuclear
football,
codes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Yeah.
And so he's standing like right there behind the president, and I'm telling jokes to the president, and I'm like, and he's telling jokes to me, and the Marine is trying not to laugh, and he is supposed to like stand there, and my goal is like, I'm going to crack you. I'm going to get you. Eventually I did, but you know, I was nervous because, you know, if I bomb, that's one thing, but if he bombs, that's a different story, right?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's so good.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Our relationship with Russia's interesting now.
Yes.
I mean, do you still talk a lot about that?
Okay. No. I don't. I just the only. I'm actually doing the Tonight Show on June 5th for the first time in 35 years.
Really?
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so the reason they liked me because I only said that I'm originally from Russia. Thank you very much. That's it. And I don't talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's too tense right now because, and I don't know when it's going to end. Because I'm originally from Ukraine. And in the Soviet Union, it was like one big country, right? Soviet Union. But so when I came to America, Americans didn't want to say Soviet Union. It's too long. So they would say Russia. And I go, okay, Russia. And that's how I became Russian comedian. So now I don't get into it. I talk about relationships. I talk about marriage. I talk about laughter in a relationship. And that's kind of been my focus because, you know, I got hurt with the political situation with my, you know, career going down the drain. Mm-hmm. When you talk about men and women, that doesn't go away. This will go forever.
Right.
This is like evergreen. So comedy is about that. And I have a beautiful wife and, you know, I have a lot to talk about.
But just going back to where you came from when you came to the United States, is this correct that you were performing on ships in the Black Sea? Mm-hmm. And that's how you first interacted with Americans thought, maybe I'll go there?
Or that's correct.
How did
that's
that happen?
Exactly what happened. Well, in the Soviet Union, it was very strict that we were not allowed to talk to foreigners. Okay. Yeah, so if you see a foreigner or if you see a group, you got to go on the other side of the street. And if you're caught, you might get in trouble. So we did not communicate. And on the cruise ship, I was master of ceremonies, and we had the groups of people from socialist countries like Czechoslovakia, Bulgaria, Germany. Then it would be Germany, and there would be Americans and Australians and stuff like that. So my job was to organize kind of evening entertainment. So I would do like Miss Cruz or something that would be kind of international, so no language barrier. So they would just run with an egg on a spoon or who is going to win, men, women, whatever. And they would give me an interpreter for each group. And the interpreter I would tell them what's going to happen, and they would tell me. But I spoke only Russian. I didn't speak English. I didn't speak any other language. And I was able to communicate with them, and I saw something that I didn't see before. It sounds so strange. I saw a spark in, especially Americans. Mm-hmm. They had that spark in their eye that was spelled like freedom. They were enjoying themselves. They weren't like, I'm not supposed to do this. They were free to do whatever. And I loved it. I wanted spark of freedom in my eyes someday and then maybe in my children's eyes. So that's how it started. Mm-hmm. That's when it was like, I want to. And I told my parents my mom was very nervous. Dad wanted to get out of there, but mom was nervous that I wasn't very bright, you know. So she was concerned that I won't learn the language and I won't know what to do in America. But when she saw me perform in front of all these groups of people that didn't speak my language and yet they were still laughing, she was a smart lady. She went like, you got an international audience. We should go. And that's how it became.
Your story is unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah.
It's super fascinating. Yakov Smirnoff is going to be at the Westport Funny Bone tonight and tomorrow, 7:30 and 9:30 tonight, tomorrow 6 and 8:30.
Yes.
You can get tickets at yakov.com.
I would love them to come. I guarantee you, you're going to laugh your yak off.
I like that. We have with us from Branson, Missouri, Yakov Smirnoff
yes,
is with
sir.
Us. Thank you for coming in. This
Thanks
was awesome.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
It's great.